Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 3, Ecclesiastes 1, 3. What profit hath a man? The preacher, Solomon, he asks, what profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? I think this is a great question. Especially if you're up in years and you've labored most of your life. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? What profit? What have you earned? What have you gained? James asked, he said, for what is your life? So we have this life here, and he gives an answer. He said, it's even a vapor. That's what your life is, a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. So we get asked the question, what profit hath a man of all his labor? And our life is but a vapor, just for a small time, and then it vanishes. Job said, my life is wind. I sleep in the dust, and thou shalt seek me in the morning, but I shall not be. Peter said, for all flesh is as grass. We're told that we're here for a very, very short time. And it seems like we often lament our lives as not being as before, if that makes any sense to you. Surely it was better before at another time. I have a huge live oak tree. I've got several, but one that's just within a few feet of my home. It's probably 200 or 300 years old. And so I look at this live oak tree and I think, better as the acorn? We had a huge acorn crop this year. Was the tree better as an acorn? Was it better when it was but a sapling? Or is it better as the aged oak that it now stands? Do we not lament even our lives not being as before? So, Such, do you ever consider when is your life at its best? This vapor. When is it at its best? And how long does that best last? Seeing that our life is but a vapor. And what profit do we have? I think of the best days, I think of the worst days, I think of the most prosperous days, I think of the least prosperous days. And as such, you could ask, well, what good is history? What does history do for me? History doesn't feed me, doesn't clothe me. It doesn't create the life that's in me today. Or what good, you might ask, what good is the future? Of course, I'm speaking of life on this earth. And if you remember, they cried to Moses in Egypt. And they cried when they took off on the air, I wish we hadn't left Egypt. Hey. They wanted to get out of there, and then they got out of there and wish they hadn't left. And sometimes perhaps it's that way we grow up and we leave home. Well, I wish I hadn't left home. I've known people that said, I wish I was back in school. That's not me, by the way. Today, it's always tomorrow. It's something that's going to happen tomorrow. You might say mañana. And yet God says, give no thought. Give no thought to tomorrow. We're not to think about tomorrow. We live in Texas, born and raised in Texas, and when I was growing up, it was all about the Alamo. In the, I don't know, 7th or 8th grade, I had Texas. We're given Texas history, and what a great sacrifice that it was. Those men that fought for our freedom here in Texas, at the Alamo. But how's that working out for me now? You been to the border lately? How's that history working out for me now? It's an example, but what profit do I have? This vapor of a life. Our great documents of our founding fathers of the United States of America, Declaration of Independence, the Constitution itself. How are those documents working out today? They seem to work very well for a while, but now it seems almost as if they're non-existent. But you and I are still here. And so we must consider our text from a man that had all that the world could give. And he said, "What profit?" And yet, here we are as grass, but a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow, as a flower vanisheth away. Most of you know me pretty well. I love the game of golf. It provides a physical exercise for me, and it provides a mental exercise for me. And it's a lot like life. I find golf a lot like life itself, this vapor. Not only is every game of golf that I play different, every shot is different. Every time I grip the club, it's different. Everything is different. The temperature is different on this day. The weather is different on this day. And then finally, in the end, hopefully the ball mercifully goes into this little hole. And then you think, well, that was stupid. So you've done all this exercise, and you think, well, that was stupid. And couldn't you think the same about life? Well, what profit was that? I mean, I can look back at my life and go, well, that was stupid. Sort of like drinking alcohol. And even in the Proverbs, and they said, oh, man, what happened to me? And yet then he says, I will seek it yet again. And that's the way we go through life. That's the way most people go through life, day after day. And then it's over. And you can almost say, nobody would ever do at a funeral, well, that was stupid. Well, he did this in his life, and well, that was stupid. But all we ever hear at a funeral is, oh, what a great guy. Boy, he did this and this, and really, a lot of folks are sitting out there thinking, well, that was stupid. And then you think, well, it can't be over. I just got here. I mean, I'm the oldest amongst us, and I think, well, it can't be over. I just got here. It was only yesterday I was thinking when I wrote this message, I remember the first time that the boy came over, and the girl was living with us, and it seems like yesterday he told her she had a bat in her hair. It seems like it was just yesterday. And now it's been, I don't know, 10, 12, 13, 14, I don't know. I married him all those years ago, but it's been a long time. Over a decade. And tomorrow it'll be 20 years. They'll be married, and their kids will be 20 years old. Then their kids would be 40 and 60, and the vapor goes on. What profit, you see? And then if you make it to some age, 60, 70, 80, you look back and say, Solomon and Job and James and Peter, boy, they sure knew what they were talking about. How I thank God I am but responsible before today. For to live is what? Paul said, Christ. To live is Christ. And to die is gain. That's what he said. To die is gain. But I don't know anybody who believes that. Now consider your life. Who lives that way? We're way too busy to live Christ. We sure don't think dying is gain. Content in whatever state. I've examples of all our lives that certainly prove otherwise. Probably more discontent. Our Lord, only 33 years on this earth. Less than half the time I've had. Ever read of Paul? We've gone over it many times and read it in our Bibles. Shipwrecks, beatings, stone, prison, bound, left for dead, blindness, a thorn in the flesh by Satan himself. Paul, an apostle, a chosen vessel, to which certain popular preacher, and many do this, I'm not picking on him, what does he say, your best life now? Lord, have mercy. My Bible says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 1 Timothy 3. All. Excuse me, 2 Timothy 3. All. And then my Bible says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Well, I read that in the news this morning. I read that in the news every day. By the way, I've read that throughout all history. Evil men, seducers, worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The great empires of history. The great men, the greatest of men, the greatest of empires. Great wars. What, they have a 100-year war? Kingdoms, dominions. Where are they now? Gone. I'm asking. Now hear me. If they can't rise from the grave, I can't use them. Because this life's just a vapor. If they can't raise from the dead, I can't use them. They just can't do me a whole lot of good. There's only one that can do me good. The one that conquered this short time on earth in death. He's the only one. No other. Not the greatest that ever lived. Not King David. Not Caesar, not George Washington, but Christ Jesus. If I was best friends with Jeff Bezos that owns Amazon, what good that do me? It's over. And you see these people in the news and they're on these great yachts and they're on these great journeys and they own these great possessions. Or these Taylor Swift people, and she's young and she's beautiful and she's and all these people. Do you ever see some of the pictures of what the most beautiful people look like if they live a little while. Elon Musk, a king, a president, whoever. If I can't rise from the grave, it's all for naught. It's all for nothing. What profit hath the man? It's all vanity. It's all vanity. Say, well, why am I here? So I can rise from the grave. So when this thing's over, I can get up. You consider this life and then hell. This life, this vapor, this grass, this small profit, and then you go to hell. You burn forever. How long? Forever. How long do I have to stay in hell? It won't be a vapor. It'll be forever. How long is that? Well, it's forever. Some say, I don't believe in hell. Well, that's too bad. Because your vapor's about up. You don't realize it. But your time here is about up. It's but a vapor. Wind. Grass. Those of us that are in Christ, that live by the only hope we have is one rose from the dead. He lived a very short time, 33 years. Those of us that are in Christ, we're to live by what? That faith. Faith. And without that, I have nothing really. I don't have anything. It's certain I brought nothing into the world, and it's certain I'm not taking anything out. This is my faith, this word that I have before me right now. That's my faith, the word. Because the Bible says, this word says, my faith says, the word of God endureth forever. And that in Christ I'm born again of an, Peter said, incorruptible seed. Boy, they get that wrong, don't they? Incorrupt, can't be corrupted. Cannot be. And he says that that incorruptible seed lives and abides forever. What is man that thou art mindful of him? A few days and full of trouble. Amen. I know. But my hope is built on nothing less than what? Jesus' blood and righteousness. Amen. All other ground, come on, is what? Sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. What profit hath the man? Other five talents would be good. That's what the Bible says. Trust me. You're running out of time in this life, no matter how old you are. Little John, he's running out of time in this life. We all are. Jacob, though he was 130 years old, gets in front of Pharaoh and said, few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. He's 130 years old. Almost twice what I am. Methuselah, the oldest we have record, 969 years, lived almost 1,000 years. Yet, what profit? All through, all those men, even the Old Testament, they were looking forward. They were looking ahead. They were looking at what you and I have already passed. Christ Jesus, Calvary. I say Christ. To live is Christ. And thank God to die is gain. Else I'd have no hope. And I'm saved by hope. By that exact hope. What profit hath a man? Much in every way if you're in Christ. It's the only profit I have. The one that rose from the... Sir, if you can't rise from the dead, you can't do me any good at all. I don't care how great a preacher you are. I don't care how great a prophet you are. I don't care how much you can give me in this life. If you can't conquer death, hell, and the grave, you do me no good at all. Because my time's about up. What profit hath a man? Eternal life in Christ Jesus.